Wake up with the K-Rock Morning Crew.
Morning, sports fans. Some pretty good games last night, and I think the win of the night goes to the Washington Capitals. Braden Holtby, their goaltender, was incredible last night. And for a third-string goaltender, he's quietly becoming the story of the playoffs. And it's significant for a couple things. One, because Washington pretty much played the same way they did in Game 3, only this time they come away with a win. So I think they avoid self-doubt. And the other thing, their best players played very well last night. Alex Semin, that goal he scored in the second period was unbelievable. And Phoenix, they're just a good team in there, and they're getting some bounces. But Game 5 is a must win on Saturday night. And New Jersey and Florida, I'm calling that the Oh Yeah series. Oh yeah, those guys are playing.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And two good great games tonight. Philly and Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh going to lose?
Nope.
Do you think Pittsburgh's going
to
win?
I'm taking Pittsburgh to win.
Detroit. I'd throw a coin on that.
Okay, and Detroit at Nashville. I'm going to call Detroit to win that one,
I would
too.
Like that. That'd be great.
Detroit had the puck all night the other night, and we talked about it the other day. But Pittsburgh, incredible role. And it's not as much what Pittsburgh can do. It's just I just think the Philadelphia systemically have had goaltending problems in the playoffs, and it looks like
things they only let in 10 the other night.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, it's like a church league game. The Minnesota Vikings, this thing's been they want a new stadium, and they could soon in about 2 years could be known as the LA Vikings.
Is that right?
The stadium thing that's going on in Minneapolis is coming to a head. They want to build a new $950 million stadium. They want $600 million in public money, and they thought they had a deal with the Minnesota legislature, who voted it down essentially last week, and they only have until the end of next week to re-vote this thing through, and that's probably not going to happen. So the Vikings have a procedural tactic, have called it a stalemate with the city and with the state, and that brings the NFL in. And by calling a stalemate, that means that if it can't be resolved, then you can move. You can't just pick up and leave in the NFL anymore like Art Modell did. And I think the state of Minnesota is correctly saying, look, at $950 million, you don't need a stadium like that. And why doesn't Ziggy Wolf, their owner, pony up more of his own money and privately fund a lot of it? And I think that makes sense. But the NFL does not want to expand, but they want a team in L.A. And it's looking right now, if I was a betting man, if you want to put some coin on stuff, that after the 2013 season, the Vikings will be in Los Angeles.
Can I ask you one question about baseball?
Sure.
Because I'm a massive Jays fan.
Yes.
And I'm not liking what I'm seeing in this Tampa series, but Batista looked like maybe he was coming out there in the first game, and they still... I'm not worried yet, but it's like...
Well, good, because it's only April.
Yeah, but I did... Actually, funny you mentioned that, because I saw that All-Star balloting starts like in a week or two. It's like, oh, hello, it's April. But yeah, like, should we be concerned as Jay fans?
Well, no, because the rest of the American League East are stumbling a bit, too. It's not like somebody's... The Yankees are starting to look like like the Yankees, but everybody else is stumbling. The one that worried me was losing 2 to Baltimore, not
right.
Tampa Bay.
Right.
I mean, you know, they competed, and, you know, as I say, it's early. It's
all right.
We got, what are we, 9 games in? 10 games in?
They're 5-5, nine, so
no,
10
so,
games game.
No, no, they're more. They just finished a 9-game homestand, so there were 13 games in. So, because they played 3 on the road first before they came to Toronto.
Anyways,
so
they're 500.
12 games in, so we got 151 games to go.
Oh,
so.
My God.
Okay. Don't panic yet. Off the roof, Jeff. Have a great day, everybody.
Okay, Sarah and Tony, the K-Rock Morning Crew, weekday mornings on K-Rock 105.7.